From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. An energized yet fractured California Democratic Party meets this weekend in San Diego for its annual convention. Tensions between the party's establishment and progressive wings could shape fights for governor and Senate, and congressional races critical to recapturing the House. Here's Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler.
There are probably too many Democrats running for governor for one to eke out the 60% required for a formal state party endorsement. But there's a full-on battle in California's U.S. Senate race. Longtime incumbent and establishment favorite Dianne Feinstein faces a challenge from state Senate leader Kevin DeLeon, who's courting grassroots progressives.
It's really important, given that we are the underdogs. There's no question about it. I know that she'll be fighting hard for it as well. But it would be a huge boost, obviously, if I were able to secure it.
Endorsements matter even more in competitive congressional primaries, where voters are usually less familiar with all the candidates. That could set up battles between progressives seeking people who share their values and party leaders backing candidates they believe are most likely to help Democrats take back the House of Representatives. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
A California lawmaker resigned Thursday following an investigation into sexual harassment claims from six different women. Capital Public Radio's Sammy Kayola has that story.
Democratic Senator Tony Mendoza submitted a letter of resignation Thursday just before a vote that could have led to his suspension or expulsion. The Senate Rules Committee investigated the claims and found that Mendoza more than likely flirted with women and acted suggestively toward them. State Senate Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon, who led the committee, crafted a resolution to expel Mendoza Wednesday night. It never got to a vote. In his letter of resignation, Mendoza calls the investigation farcical and says that he wasn't given a chance to dispute the claims. He's pursuing a lawsuit against the Senate over the issue and has hinted at running for office later this year. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Kayola.
Find these stories and others at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.